you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're
reading from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. Hello, Marianne.
Hello, Mark.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Another day to serve the Lord, to see him at work, to appreciate his handiwork through people, through circumstances, through maybe good food, or should I say, like you and Jason, good coffee.
Yes. Let's do talk about that.
So here we are with it being Wednesday. It's the Prime Life Times in Review, and I always appreciate having Marianne. We're at the home studio again today, and hopefully, Lord willing, in, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks, Jim Gunther's working on building our studio counter for the Marketplace Mall, new operation, and he hopes to have that in. I don't know. We don't have a defined point because there's a lot of wiring and getting the headphones and the microphone jacks all plugged in and sequenced right and getting everything established. We're still trying to work on internet out there, but it's starting to come together and we're making great headway. We had some volunteers yesterday putting together a special mailing for our great WLUJ family of stations because in the past many years, 30 plus years, they've had spring and fall share-a-thons as a primary means or mechanism or way to raise funds. And Great News Radio, these 26 years, has never had a share-a-thon. And so we've been praying up, seeking God's leading and understanding of how best to raise funds, how to support this radio ministry. And the newsletter that will be going to the WLUJ family of stations explains our vision for the future and what we're doing and how we see God at work and how we're excited with the many different fronts that we're going to be able to minister to people and continue to raise high the name of Jesus. But it's going to look a little different because we're going to be eliminating the share-a-thon concept and looking for other ways that God will raise the funds. In fact, so many of the WLUJ family of station listeners give on a monthly basis, so you can hopefully trust that they'll continue to give. And
I think you can,
The special one time or two times when they have share-a-thons, hopefully they'll give year-end gifts. And there's other ways to help them understand that their gifts are needed and appreciated. But we won't have these call-ins for 4 and 5 days where we preempt programming. Because people love, if it's Charles Stanley or David Jeremiah or Tony Evans or Alistair Begg, they love hearing it at a certain time and they have their schedule. That's what they wake up to.
Yeah, I do.
And so we're trying to help the WLUJ family of stations understand that share-a-thons are wonderful and it's a rallying point, but there's other ways that God provides for our needs.
For people that love the energy and get-together of the share-a-thon, there's going to be lots of more things like that. It's not going to be eliminated, all the gatherings.
They have had the best volunteer teams over these many years, and they have the food and the celebration where the volunteers come and people drop off their gifts and feel a part of the energy. But I think there's other ways, like you said, we're going to have some other open houses and homecomings and Bible teaching and other gatherings. And so I think we'll be able to have that same energy, but even to a greater degree with a variety of things. And it won't be everyone's coming together just to answer phones or raise funds. They'll be coming together to be poured into, to be encouraged, to participate in various other
And the programming won't be interrupted.
And I think that's primarily a lot of people say, oh, that's the week where I just don't tune in or don't listen as much because of the share-a-thon concept. But we're just seeing God provide, and we're going to just trust that he'll continue to put on people's hearts. In fact, I called a donor the other day. She gave a very significant gift, her and her husband, and I just wanted to call and talk with her and appreciate. I said, this is really significant. And we talked a little bit about the share-a-thon concept, and she goes, yeah, I know, I don't really like tuning in then. I said,
that's not what we want.
We're in the midst of eliminating that. And I said, it's because of, like, your special gift. I said, you just felt led of God to give and to donate, and I said, I so appreciate that, and that's what we're going to be counting on in the days ahead for the WLUJ family of stations to help us meet our budget and provide the God-honoring programming and, you know, the 24-hour-a-day uninterrupted. It requires equipment being fixed and updated and dealt with, and obviously a massive electric bill and other administrative costs.
And a lot of behind-the-scenes things.
Yeah, a lot of us working hard together. And you can trust me, you could probably address this too. If you work under me or work with me or alongside me, you work.
Yeah,
there's not too many
true.
Lazy moments. I have people working hard. You get your money's worth
out
of everyone.
Well, you said that, work with me, under me, and the thought that went through my mind was keep up with you.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, God has, I feel, uniquely raised me up to participate in this ministry. I can pour my energy, my passion, my love, because I know the final result is people are getting to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Senior saints are being encouraged or edified or are growing and finishing well. And they love the Bible teaching and the inspirational music. And yet the seeker, somebody that's maybe just entertaining the idea that there's a God who loves them or somebody that cares for them, that this Jesus really was a person on earth, but more than a person, more than a miracle worker, more than God's son. He's God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And just learning about that concept and then understanding that he died for my sins, he died for our sins, and how powerful message that is. So that energizes me. I mean, I can pour into that. And then the skeptic, the person that's maybe never heard the gospel story, has maybe had a bad family experience and can't even comprehend a Father God, a loving God. What would that be like? Or somebody who doesn't know who their parents are and feels very distant from any kind of concept of God or somebody that cares or this force behind the universe. Well, those are the ones that I love to just listen to our program, understand that these are very smart intellectuals. These are people that really have researched and studied the scripture. I mean, this isn't a fallacy. This isn't a fairy tale. Jesus did walk on this earth. And so I think as they hear the Bible teaching and these many different, what's those really smart people that can divide God's word? They're called...
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on. Everyone's probably saying the word. It's those really brilliant people that have searched the scriptures and they do that exegetical studies.
Oh, exegesis.
Yeah, those, but they have a different name
they do.
Too. They're the ones that defend the gospel.
Oh.
You know, very point A, point B.
We're on the air.
What are
they
called?
We're on the air.
We're almost there. Okay. Hey, thanks for bearing with me. Anyway, so
I don't remember their name either.
Oh, it's anyways. But I opened up with Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use it will be measured to you. And we're just trusting that God's going to raise up a number of givers that'll help us in our ministry needs. And I think passionately about the fact that as long as we continue to proclaim Jesus and do it faithfully, and the fact that this is God's ministry, it's none of our ministry, then it's up to him to provide for it and to put it on the people's hearts to donate towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that said, if you're part of the WLUJ family of stations, or maybe you've never contacted us and you'd like to receive this special mailing, it'll be going out hopefully in the next day or two. You'll be receiving it by the weekend. Contact us, and there's a couple numbers I'm going to give you. So the best number to call if you're a WLUJ family of stations listener is 217-528-2300. That's 217-528-2300, because this is going out to the WLUJ family of stations. I'm still trying to figure out, do we send something to the Great News Radio listeners or maybe an end-of-year letter stating that, you know, remember, everyone, we're 100% listener-supported. We don't have share-a-thons, as you know. We've never had one. And now's the time to give, or a Thanksgiving gift or a year-end gift.
People
and so,
have been so generous.
Yeah, and these 26 years that Great News Radio has been broadcasting the good news message of Jesus, we've always paid our bills on time. We've had our salaries all paid, and all the incidentals have been covered. So I constantly thank the Lord every time I get to sign a thank you. And I still sign, hand sign everyone's thank yous.
Yeah, you do.
And I've, for 6 or 7 months now, I've been signing all the WLUJ thank you gifts. So They're starting to be familiar with my little smiley face and some kind of comment. But if you want to receive this mailing, call 217-528-2300 if you're a part of the WLUJ family of stations. And if you're a Great News Radio listener and you want to donate, we certainly appreciate that and count on it. And you want to utilize your credit card or PayPal account or something, you can always call us too, and we'd be happy to talk or send you an envelope if you want that. Call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. So hopefully that's not too confusing, but we do thank the Lord for your commitment to supporting this radio ministry that educates, edifies, and evangelizes, and that's what we're going to continue to do into the future, and your support makes all the difference and can influence all eternity. Think about it,
that's
how this
amazing
radio ministry is touching people's lives, and you can be a part of that.
Life changing for the people who are touched by the messages. Okay,
well,
so before you say anything else, is it apologetics? Is that the word you
were
looking
for? Oh, I think
for?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Those, I was listening to you as you talked. It's just my mind was also going, what was that word? Okay.
Yeah, those guys that can divide God's word and explain. Now, we have great pastors and preachers and teachers, and I love when they help us find points of application as we look through God's word, his love letter, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. But those apologists, they're really gifted at helping, I don't know if it's convinced, but those that are more maybe intellectual or need greater proofs.
Questions that people have. Yeah. Well, hopefully that's the right word. If it's not, sorry.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, we liked it. Okay.
And one other thing I want to point out is an update on our Marketplace Mall transition. We're making great progress. We're getting closer. Like I said, Jim Gunther and a few others have to put the final touches on building and getting our countertops and our studio all set up. So a few weeks away, but we began with a need of $19,900 to kind of cover all the costs and the upgrade and the painting and so forth. And we already had one donor that's covering our first year of the lease, so that was a significant gift. So that's all paid for. But after the last few days, and thank yous to Gregory and Jeanette from Dewey, and they gave a special memorial gift in honor of Jeanette's mom, and then Mark and Holly from White Heath, and Steve and Lillian from Champaign, and John and Gail from Paxton. That was an additional $2,410.
Wow.
And so we were at $5,200 to all to say that we just need $2,790 and everything will be paid for, and has been the case for Great News Radio. We always move forward when it's cash on hand, and we've never had a debt in all these 26 plus years. And so we just need to raise an additional $2,790.
Amazing.
And that'll
how far,
be all covered. So.
Oh, wow. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. And so today we're going to have a topic from the Money Matters section of the November edition of the Prime Life Times.
Yeah.
Are we going to read this one, Maximizing Your Charitable
we
Giving?
We are going to read
it. Kind of fits with my whole theme.
Yeah, it does.
It's turned into a little share-a-thon today over the air.
Yeah, I guess so. This article is from Daryl Kennedy's Edward Jones Branch, and Daryl Kennedy's in Champaign.
Great guy, volunteers with the station, and sits on our radio board.
And he delivers Tootsie Pops to businesses so that you can put a quarter in and get a Tootsie Pop. That's so old school, and I love it.
Yep.
And it's so funny to see him come in with his nice suit and everything and pick up the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, he's a super volunteer.
Yeah, he is. Okay. Maximize your charitable giving. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving is Giving Tuesday, when people are encouraged to donate to charitable organizations. If you participate in this special day, you can maximize the effectiveness and benefits of your charitable gifts. Consider these questions. Is the charity reputable? Does it use its resources wisely?
Mm-hmm.
Most charitable organizations are honest, dedicated to helping their specific causes. Sadly, there are a few bad apples among charities. These groups aren't necessarily fraudulent, though some are, but they might spend an inordinate amount of donations received on administrative expenses or executive salaries, rather than directing the money to where it's most needed. Fortunately, you don't have to guess about the trustworthiness or the efficiency of a particular group. You can check on it.
Mm-hmm.
To ensure that a charity is an actual charity, to begin with, tax-exempt, and listed as a 501c3 organization, go to irs.gov, the International Revenue Service website, and click the Charities and Nonprofits link. Charity Navigator, www.charitynavigator.org, tracks charitable groups' financial health and accountability, including what percentage goes for administrative and fundraising costs.
Yeah, I think Fran and I, two nights ago, it was after midnight, we were still working on our 990. It's like 46 pages of documentation.
Oh, just 46?
Yeah, that break down where all the costs go, what programs and how you're serving the people and so forth. Yeah, it's very involved and takes hours to put together, and you have to depreciate equipment and towers and all that stuff. And I'm very familiar with detailing where every penny goes.
Generally speaking, a charitable group that dedicates more than 30-35% of donations received on administration and fundraising expenses might be considered inefficient. Doesn't mean they're dishonest, just inefficient. You should evaluate each charity individually because there can be extenuating circumstances. Keep in mind that smaller charities might not have the same resources as a national organization to provide the reporting necessary for Charity Navigator to evaluate them. Another question. Will my employer match my contribution? Your charitable gift goes a lot farther if your employer matches it. Some companies match donations at a 1-to-1 ratio, but others match it at 2-to-1 or even higher. Check on charitable giving matches with your human resources department.
And we have a few different people that utilize that.
Really?
They've worked with their companies, and they do send a match, so it's wonderful.
Okay. Are my charitable gifts tax deductible? A few years ago, Congress significantly raised the standard deduction, which for the 2021 tax year is now $12,550 for single taxpayers, $25,100 for joint filers, and $18,800 for heads of household. Thus, many no longer itemize, and thus have less financial incentive to make charitable contributions.
Yeah.
If you do itemize and you're considering charitable gifts, you generally have a choice between giving cash and other assets, such as stocks. Each type of gift could earn you a tax deduction, but a gift of appreciated stocks could be more beneficial because you might also avoid the capital gains tax you would incur if you sold the stocks. Consult with your advisor and the charity, not all accept investments, before making the cash versus stock decision.
It's interesting that we're reading this article today because I'm going to have a board meeting with our board in a few hours, and we're going to talk about an endowment fund, a great news media endowment fund. And
that's great.
Daryl Kennedy is helping, I guess because you can't have a conflict of interest, so we can advise and consult and provide some things, but as a board, we're trying to put that all together because sometimes people that have major assets, you know, a significant large amount, they want to know that it's going into an endowment fund and that there's a special board that oversees it and how it's implemented. And so you have to have all these rules and regulations to pull it off. But we're going to be talking about
that
in a few hours. Yep.
Even if you don't itemize, you might receive a tax benefit from making a charitable contribution. As part of COVID-19-related legislation, Congress has extended allowing taxpayers to claim charitable deductions of $300 for single filers or $600 for married couples if they claim the standard deduction. These must be cash donations, not stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Giving Tuesday comes just once a year, but your gifts can have lasting benefits.
Hey, let's have a Giving Wednesday, everyone.
or Giving Tuesday next week.
Sure.
Is after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But your gifts can have lasting benefits. Be as generous as you can afford and enjoy the good feelings that follow. And then there's this disclaimer. Edward Jones and its employees and financial advisors cannot provide tax or legal advice. Consult your attorney or other qualified tax advisor regarding your situation.
You know, I should at this point, in case somebody's saying, hey, I'm kind of encouraged by the program or the ministry, or I'm really being blessed. What's your address? How can we send in a gift? We don't want to wait till we get this mailing in the next week. Or you could certainly call in, and I already gave those phone numbers. But if you want to give a gift to this radio ministry, and you tend to listen to the WLUJ family of stations, you can write to us at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's the WLUJ Studios, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. Or for the Great News Radio listeners, we appreciate your support, and you can write to us at Great News Radio or Great News Media. We're all falling under the umbrella of Great News Media. We're beginning to make that transition that WLUJ family of stations, the Prime Life Times, Great News Radio, and all the other various frequencies are all ministries of Great News Media. In fact, I don't think you've seen our new stationery, but it'll have a ministry of Great News Media at very top. But anyways, Great News Radio listeners, you can write to us at P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, thank you, Mary Ann. Very interesting article. We appreciate Daryl Kennedy. He serves on our radio board and always has a financial tip or advice or counsel.
It's a good column. People like it.
Yeah, under Money Matters. And this is in the November edition of the Prime Life Times. Get your copy at almost 400 area locations. Find the one closest to you at primelifetimes.com. primelifetimes.com under the distribution link.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for your support for all these different things, the paper, the stations, everything.
The various ministry work that we do, lifting high the name of Jesus. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Your love compels me, Lord, to give as you would give, to speak as you would speak, to live as you would live. Your love compels me, Lord, to see as you would see, to serve.